The word today is balance. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Our world is so full of bad news, murder, suicide, rape, fires, bombings, accidents. How are we to handle this? Here to give some balance to your thinking with some positive thoughts is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Balance.
I'm actually in a rather melancholy mood today. The reason being that we are celebrating the 35th anniversary of this radio ministry called The Word Today. It was 35 years ago that we began this ministry, and we started with one station. Just think of what God has done in the past 35 years. We have had fantastic growth. Thank God, the Holy Spirit, He has blessed and strengthened this ministry so that it has expanded and expanded. Now, from that one language 35 years ago, we are on the radio all around the world in 54 different languages. Just think of what God has done. He has granted us growth. He has sent donors and people to help us with the expenses of these broadcasts, and they are great because you have to pay for translations into those languages. You have to pay for the music. You have to pay for the announcer, and then you have to pay for the airtime. None of this airtime is free. And so it really is a major expense. It's approaching almost $1 million a year. And God has blessed. We have a parish here that my son and I are pastors of. And we just thank God, 85% of the parish supports this radio ministry. Now just think of that. You know that there are always things that congregations start to do. Maybe they want to start a parochial school, or maybe they want to start a mission of some sort, another little congregation, or maybe they want to do anything from buying choir robes down to starting a library. There are all kinds of projects going on in every congregation. And I would suppose if they get 25, 30, 50% of the parish to go along with it, it's an amazing thing. So when I say to you that here at Our Shepherd Lutheran Church in Greendale, Wisconsin, where my son Douglas and I are pastors, when I say to you that when we launched this ministry, it is now supported by 85% of the people of the parish, and I don't mean that everyone is in agreement. Of course we are in agreement. It's in the budget of the congregation, and in that sense, everyone's participating. But I mean over and above that, over and above the budget of the congregation, the additional gifts that come in weekly or monthly or periodically or quarterly, there are 85% of the members participating in that. Now just think of that. That's miraculous. That's not our doing. That's not an earthly thing. That's a miraculous thing. God has put this mission into the hearts of the people. And in addition to this parish, there's another parish in Charter Oak, Iowa. That's my home parish. 35 years ago, when I was thinking of starting this ministry, I made a trip to Charter Oak, Iowa, my home parish where I grew up. And I had the pastor's permission to speak to the people there in the congregation and see if they would support this. I was so pleased. I recall there were at least 60 or 70 people that came after church to hear me make a plug for helping to start The Word Today. And they responded, and I can recall I was so pleased because for this parish in rural Iowa, Charter Oak, Iowa has 700 people in it when I was growing up there. Most of the surrounding area is farmland, like Midwestern Iowa. And for these people to go out of their way to help a little congregation in Greendale, Wisconsin, launched this ministry, it was marvelous and it was fantastic. And now, 35 years later, as we celebrate our 35th anniversary, there are still many of those same people who were there 35 years ago are still contributing and supporting and helping this ministry. I am positively overwhelmed with the way God has moved in the hearts of his people. I'll give you one little example. One of the guys that I used to play ball with, and I'm talking high school days, he was 2 years ahead of me, I recall. And I just spoke with him on the phone last week because I got a letter from him in which he congratulated us on our 35th anniversary, and enclosed was a check for $3,500. I'm telling you, I was overwhelmed. Here's a buddy of mine from high school days that is sending a gift of major amount sacrificial gift to help spread God's word all over the world. And the pastor at St. John's, Pastor Merrill, I just want to thank him publicly over the airwaves here that he has led his people to celebrate with us on this anniversary, and they have sent hundreds of dollars. And I praise God for these gifts because it means these people really meant it 35 years ago as we launched this ministry, and now they are praising God and continuing to support it so that we can bring the message of salvation to the world. This is what it takes to get something done. God's people praying about something together, working and giving together to get something done, and then God blessing it and maturing it and letting it grow and develop. I am convinced that the next 35 years, or whatever it might be, in my case for me, maybe a couple of years, for my son, hopefully decades, who knows what God has in mind and how he's going to do it, but I believe God will expand and continue to reach out to the world. Maybe we can add another 40 languages of the world. Wouldn't that be fantastic if we can almost double the amount of people that are reached with the message of salvation? Because every time God's word goes out, whether you speak it individually to another person, or whether we are speaking to each other, or whether we speak to the whole world out there that is listening, the Holy Spirit, God himself, is working in the hearts of these people. Many will come to faith. Many will be saved. Many will find their salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what we talk about. That's what we preach about. That's what we teach about, that there is only one way to heaven. There's no other hope to get to heaven except through Jesus Christ. There is not a list of different kinds of saviors from which you can pick. That's not true. And the people that are talking about all religions going to the same place and so on, that's utter nonsense. That is not in agreement with God's word. There is one God and one word of God, and that message has been, there is no other Savior but Jesus Christ. He came, suffered, and died on the cross in our place so that our sins could be forgiven. He didn't have to pay for any sins himself. He was holy. And so he didn't die for himself, he died for us. He came to be our rescuer. He came to be our Savior. And because of his death and resurrection, the power over the devil and the power over death, we now have a Savior, the only Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, God's own Son, true God himself, who was born of the Virgin Mary. You remember in his deity, he was forever eternal, no beginning, no end, but he took on human nature. That's called the incarnation, the coming of into flesh, that Jesus came not only as true God, but also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, died on the cross. He had to be man in order to die. He had to be God in order to raise himself from the dead. And so we have a God-man, Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. There is no other way to heaven. You can't get rid of your own sins. No matter how hard you try, no matter how good you try to be as you live, you cannot forgive your own sins. And as a result, we would all be damned. Except that God loved us, and he made the difference by sending his son Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. He died in our place. He rose again to show his victory over Satan and death, and now has offered everyone who believes in Jesus Christ the gift of eternal salvation. That's what this broadcast is all about. And for 35 years, we've been proclaiming that news, that gift of salvation. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. It's something God gives to those. By the power of His Holy Spirit, He leads you to believe this and to accept His word as being true. And as a result, your faith in Jesus becomes the way in which your sins are forgiven. What an enormous gift. You can have peace of mind. You can have the security of knowing you're saved. You don't have to wonder whether or not God's going to keep His word. You bet He will. And He says anyone who believes in Him and trusts in Him and asks for forgiveness has it. He will never turn anyone away. I don't care what you've done or where you've been and what kind of stains you have in your life, He will wash you clean. That's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, the only way you can be rid of sin. And once you're rid of sin, once you don't have to go back and over again repent for that sin, once He says you are forgiven, you are washed clean and you are free. Now, it's true we sin every day, and that's why we repent every day. Truly, we need God's forgiveness daily, 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 but not as though somehow Satan is bringing our sin back. He still tries to tempt us. He still tries to win us over away from Christ, but he will never have victory because we believe in Jesus and we trust in him for our salvation. When we die, we will be with him eternally in heaven. This is God's gift. This is why this broadcast was started 35 years ago. We hope you will keep praying for us. We hope if you're able to send a gift that you'll do that. We will acknowledge it and send a letter in return. If we have a gift that we're giving away that day, we certainly will send you one. And we would love to have you join the family of believers as we broadcast to reach the world. Let's take the next 35 years. Whoever is preaching, whoever is teaching, whoever is proclaiming Christ, and bring more and more, thousands more, into the kingdom of God. Please praise God for our victory through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.